Welcome to 704 Parker Street. Built in the late 1800s, this historic home can be best described as a folk Victorian-style house with an L-shaped floor plan. This style was common in North Texas from the 1870s into the 1900s. Although the precise age of the house is undetermined, there are several construction details which provide clues. The house was built using rectangular nails and wide plank pine flooring, neither of which were used after the late 1880s. The unusual shape of the front bay window is identical to the 1886 Harris Beverly home, located at 604 Parker Street, and suggests a common architect. Like most homes built before the turn of the century, the house sits on sections of bodark tree trunks. Bodark wood is very tough and resistant to rot and termites. The wood is so stubborn that one of the segments under the home continued to sprout 100 years after being cut. While the number of owners is difficult to estimate, we have a copy of a handwritten titled record signed on February 19, 1887, transferring ownership from J.R. and Maggie Parker to H.W. Harris for $375. Notice the original Queen Anne-style colored glass window on the front door, which marks the home's entrance. Many original elements of the home remain, including the pine wood floors, near 7-foot windows, and transom windows above a number of doors and entryways.
Since purchasing the home in 2017, we have made a number of renovations. The living room hardwood floors have been refinished, along with an update to the original fireplace, including a custom-built surround with patterned tile. The kitchen was updated in 2021 with new cabinets, counters, and lighting, all inspired by the style of the home. Both the master and guest bathrooms have been recently renovated, featuring patterned ceramic tile floors, among other updates. Note the vintage chandelier in the master bathroom, which was purchased in Wimberley, Texas. As you enter the backyard, you will see the original carriage house renovated in the early 1990s. While we have lived in a number of historic towns in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Colorado, it was our dream to live in a historic home. This dream came true when we moved to McKinney. Our interior style reflects the many places where we have lived and traveled. There is a smattering of original art throughout the house. The most notable is the large landscape in the living room called Long Barns Indigo, painted by Jean Jack, a Maine artist influenced by America's heartland. Be sure to notice the many collected items in every room which serve as a daily reminder of our wonderful life together. We love our little cottage home and hope you enjoy it. Have a Merry Christmas.